A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. About this time, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenists made a complaint against the Hebrews. In the daily distribution, their own widows were being overlooked. So the 12 called a full meeting of the disciples and addressed them. It would not be right for us to neglect the word of God so as to give out food. You, brothers, must select from among yourselves 7 men of good reputation, filled with the Holy Spirit and with wisdom. We will hand over this duty to them and continue to devote ourselves to prayer and to the service of the word. The whole assembly approved of this proposal and elected Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicolaus of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of the Lord continued to spread, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem was greatly increased, and a large number of priests made their submission to the faith. The word of the Lord.
May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Give thanks to the Lord upon the harp, with the 10-string lute sing him songs. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. Faithful is the word of the Lord, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and fills the earth with his love. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as you place all our hope in you. The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you.
A reading from the first letter of Saint Peter. The Lord is the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him. Set yourselves close to him, so that you too, the holy priesthood that offers the spiritual sacrifices which Jesus Christ has made acceptable to God, may be living stones, making a spiritual house. As the scripture says, "See how I lay in Zion a precious cornerstone that I have chosen, and the man who rests his trust on it will not be disappointed." That means that for you who are believers, it is precious, but for unbelievers, the stone rejected by the builders has proved to be the keystone, a stone to stumble over, a rock to bring men down. They stumble over it because they do not believe in the word, It was the fate in store for them. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a people set apart to sing the praises of God, who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. And I am going to prepare a place for you. After that, and I have prepared the place, I shall return and take you with me, so that where I am, you also may be too. You know the way to where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment, you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, let us see the Father, and then we shall be satisfied." "Have I been with you all this time, Philip?" said Jesus to him, "and you still do not know me. To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Let us see the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as from myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, if for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
If you put a child in a dark room with the advice, "Don't be afraid," I think it wouldn't help much. The moment you shut the door and it is dark, the child would feel, "Nobody can see me, nobody can hear me, it is dark, I am all alone, and I am afraid." But a small hole in the door that lets in a light would be enough to calm the child. He would think, "I can call my Father. I can hear him. And I see the light. It gives me hope and courage." Not only children, but we all have our fear and allied troubles. What will happen to me? Will I be able to do the duties assigned to me? What will happen when I get old and have no more friends? Will I be completely cured of my illness? Sometimes we are afraid of growing old. We are afraid that we will take a wrong decision. We are afraid of what the future will bring our children. So these adversities can make us lose hope and make us discouraged. With this growing, with these questions bothering us, we shut ourselves off often in our own dark cells and we feel afraid. Even the most faithful people are not free from crises and fears that beset us. But Jesus' optimism is unconquerable. It sheds lights in the darkness of our fears, worries, and anxieties. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. There is no reason for you to fear, to lose courage. Have faith in God, and in particular, have faith in Jesus. This would enable them to calm their hearts as they face what they lay ahead. Whatever troubles or crises affect us, we know that God understands it better than we ourselves do. Nothing happens to you without the knowledge of the Father. Even in the middle of troubles, we should look at Jesus, turn to Jesus, because he is our peace. Jesus says, "Believe in me and look at me. Not even death can harm you. I go to the Father and will take you to him so that you may be sharers of his eternal glory." Jesus reveals the love of the Father. He has concern for us. He wants to prepare a place for us, a true home, an eternal abode. Moreover, Jesus says, "When I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself. We will then have no more fear, worry, or anxiety, for where Jesus is, there too we will be." We are assured that Jesus will take us to share the divine life, the life with God, the life of fulfillment, a place of lasting peace, friendship, and happiness with God. Jesus is the way to this Father, to this place. He who follows him will be taken into the home of the Father. He does not simply teach us the way to the Father. He is the unique way. He not only speaks the truth, he is the truth, the complete truth. He not only gives life, he is the perfect life. Therefore, a Christian without Christ is dead. Fear will overcome him, because he lets no light of Christ enter him. The closer we come to him and follow him, the way, the truth, and the life, the more rightly will we tread on the path to perfection. The last verse of Psalm 27 sums up nicely. Trust in the Lord. Have faith. Do not despair. Trust in the Lord. The only way to remain calm even in the middle of our troubles.